Hey, this is my top 10 Christmas anthology horror movies. I am joined by the Horror Stream Live. Usually I'm on his channel. Today he's on mine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to you, visitor, and thank you for having me, agent.
Glad to have you.
Okay, so we are going to be going through some Christmas anthology horror movies, and I've never seen one. So agent is your expert here for sure, but I've seen horror anthologies, but I didn't know that there was so many Christmas anthology horror movies. How many were there?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh, so more than you've even seen. How many did you see?
At least 20 that I've seen.
Okay, and these are your favorite of the ones that you've seen.
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy. So many horror Christmas anthology movies. But anyway, let's get started. Thanks for having me again.
I have seen over 200 Christmas horror movies, so I decided to make five top 10 lists, splitting them off by type, because there were too many good ones for one top 10 list. The five lists are top 10 adaptations of A Christmas Carol, top 10 Christmas anthology horror movies, top 10 Killer Santa movies, top 10 Krampus movies, and top 10 miscellaneous Christmas horror movies. This is my top 10 Christmas anthology horror movies list.
You've seen so many movies, and that is the beauty of agents. Agents, he's really going nuts.
Yeah, and I can kind of hear him.
I don't know if things are going to get really ugly or what, but anyway, I don't even know if this video is can be made because I'm already going off the reservation. I guess we'll do it. We'll try to do it. My roommate is freaking out, so I'm not sure. He wants me to be perfectly silent, and I'm going to refuse to be perfectly silent, and that's all there is to that. He can scream and yell and slam doors and do all of these kinds of things, but he expects everybody else to be perfectly most silent. I don't think so. But anyway, whatever he does or says will be recorded. If he starts banging or getting crazy, violent. But I did him a favor and put a towel underneath the bottom of my door so there's less noise exiting my room. But there's a hallway there and then his room. So, I mean, he could put a towel under his door too, or go for a walk, or put cotton in your ears. Or it's not like I'm a loud person. I'm always on a headset, so all my noise goes in there except for when I'm talking. And I'm allowed to talk. I'm not doing anything wrong. So, we will make this a video. And if you catch something happening in the middle of the video, then I guess all the more evidence for the police and the landlord and so on. But anyway, let's continue. So yeah, agent has seen so many horror movies. It's just shocking. And he's able to see so many of them and create these lists for us who maybe haven't even seen any. I love anthologies, and I've just gotten into Christmas horror. And I've gotten into Christmas horror because for the longest time, I wanted Christmas to remain sacred, and I thought that adding horror to it was kind of demeaning it in some ways. And that is, although that is true, and that is kind of what Hollywood is doing. It's like they don't release Christmas movies anymore. They only release anti-Christmas movies. which is a shame, but that's part of the communist rollout. I don't mind. It's just two things that I really love smashed together now, but it took me a long time to get here. So, and Agent has seen so many that he's actually got 5 top 10 lists, and this is yet another one. Okay, so let's check out, what do you got for number 10?
The Fright Before Christmas. A man calling himself Saint Nick crashes the Christmas party to dealt ills and murder the guests.
Oof. Okay. Let's check out that trailer.
This Christmas, we're bringing back a long-forgotten tradition for the entire family. So grab a glass of eggnog, hang those stockings with care, because good old Saint Nick is soon to be who we're sending who?
Merry fucking Christmas!
Really?
Do you know what used to be a tradition for Christmas? They would tell a spooky story.
I would like to tell you a tale!
The Fright Before Christmas, not starring Kirk Cameron.
Well, that's kind of funny, not starring Kirk Cameron. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's an actor that went ultra Christian. So he only makes, he was a sort of a heartthrob young person, actor. But he went ultra-Christian, and so he only makes Christian movies now. So they were doing a little dig on him. But anyway, that looks fun and funny. Ultra-low-budget sort of, what do you call it? Indie horror. So why is this one make your list?
It's because the anthology segments were good.
Okay, there you go. They didn't show any of that. I don't think they showed much of the, it's either, they either didn't show the segments or it was so abstract.
Yeah, it was more abstract. They did show some of the segments.
Right. And you just had no idea that that's what you were seeing.
Yep.
And okay. Anyway. So I'm all for indie horror for sure. So what do you got for number 9?
The Christmas Tapes. In this Christmas horror anthology, a family's movie night on Christmas Eve is interrupted by a stranger insistent on making the next Christmas classic film himself.
Okay. I've heard of this one. Yeah, I've seen it. I've almost clicked play on it, but I skipped it for whatever reason. Anyway, let's check out the trailer.
Do you want to just go check? I'll show you there's nothing out there.
It's probably.
Are you expecting somebody?
No. Hey, why? I'm so sorry to interrupt you. My car broke down and my phone's dead.
Oh, no. Come on in.
Are you sure?
Of course. It's Christmas.
Gee, what's your Christmas tradition?
Every Christmas, we do watch a movie.
Making the next great Christmas movie.
Yeah. What's in the box?
It's not midnight yet.
They let in a super weird guy.
Good hands. I'll take off.
Rachel, go! Hey. Go!
Get over here. Cast photo. Here we go.
You asked what was in my box?
I don't want to know what's in the box.
Well, yeah, you do, because you asked about it. He doesn't show you any good films, because he's not original. So you're going to take this, and you're going to put it in, and we're going to get started, all right?
We're here with our very own Christmas Scarecrow.
No one will ship a human being.
Luckily, I found this guy.
So he's going to deliver me right to the front door.
Christmas, you've got to give something back.
I am the Piper. The Piper has to be paid.
We were looking forward to Christmas also.
Because we're about to do a Christmas seance.
This is going to be a good one.
Gross! Ian, you do not want to sit down now!
What is that, Perry?
Get down!
I don't even know what's coming. Settle in.
Oh, that looks interesting.
Yeah, the evil scarecrow segment was the best one.
Oh, and I do love myself a good evil scarecrow. So what do you got for number 8?
Tales from the Grave, Volume 2, Happy Holidays. Come join the old crone one more time in this chilling sequel. This time around, the crone takes you on a year's holiday journey. Watch what happens when Valentine's Day becomes a bloodbath. The luck of the Irish will be the only thing that will save you on St. Patrick's Day. Be careful of the curse of the mummy on Halloween night. On Thanksgiving, a turkey never tasted so good as Stanley does. And on Christmas, find out how Dorothy finally gets her angel. Come gaze one more time in the crystal ball and see how the holidays can be so fun.
So, did Tales from the Grave 1 make it on this list, or just 2?
Nope. 2's the only one that's actually holiday-themed. 1 doesn't have a holiday theme at all.
Oh, okay. Which one do you prefer, 1 or 2? Overall.
Overall, 1 is a little bit better than 2, but they're both really good.
Okay. Let's check out the trailer.
Halloween is always a special time in this museum.
I've been here all my life, and the best thing we have to look forward to is the yearly Thanksgiving Squash Festival in the main square downtown.
I really don't want to spend Christmas Eve in the morgue if it's all the same to you.
It's a Valentine's Day party for vampires.
St. Patty's Day celebration. I'll be the most important, richest person in town.
This tomb is that of the Egyptian king, Taharqoseti. He does carry a curse.
Stanley, I love you too. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
I'm gonna love you a great deal more when I'm picking my teeth with your collarbone.
This is tomato juice, Hobart.
I didn't invite you here to dog me, Maria.
I'm sorry I scared you. What the hell are you doing in my car, you useless sack of shit?
I'm sorry, brother. I just wanted to come along.
Leprechauns don't have boxes or tricks. They've got bags. Bags of tricks.
I'm just in a hurry so we can get to the tree. I wish everyone would hurry up, too.
Hurry down, Grandpa.
This isn't nice to trick a leprechaun.
Don't come back here without my bucket.
Oh, you poor dear. Come on inside before you catch your death of cold.
I'm gonna puke.
Don't you go eating that. That's mine. Country living.
I can't help but think that that is micro budget college film student esque movie. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And you're saying that this probably falls into the so bad it's good category?
Yep. And okay. It is the Christmas segment that actually puts it on this list. Is it's okay. Got multiple holidays on it.
The weird thing about horror is it's hard to judge quickly, because sometimes these terrible movies you can have so much fun with, and you're laughing and just having a ton of fun with them. So it's you know, bad can oftentimes be so good. So it's hard to judge, you know, like when there's a ton of money into something, maybe it sucks. And when there's almost no money put into something, then maybe it's completely entertaining and fun. So you can't tell. What do you got for number 7?
Volumes of Blood Horror Stories. This critically acclaimed anthology sees a young couple planning to purchase an old home, but would like one last tour before the closing. They're guided around the estate by a realtor that may have more in store than they bargained for. Searching floor by floor, they begin to discover 7 tales of terror that will leave you asking, how many stories does your home have?
Oh, that's interesting.
And yeah, this one is another one that had multiple holiday-themed segments in it, including a Christmas one, and a few that were not holiday-themed, like the killer bathtub one.
That's hilarious. Let's check out the trailer.
They made any arrests?
Oh. No suspect is in custody.
I know
but
them.
It is very possible that this masked murderer is still on the loose.
Those two guys that were doing the newscast thing, they were, I forget their names, but they're from the YouTube channel Bloodbath and Beyond. They were a horror movie review channel. And then they, you know, were struggling finding an audience or whatever. And they just changed a lot of things up. And I think they've quit now. I think they're no longer doing it. But I used to watch their channel religiously. And they were really, really good. It's just one thing I like about channels I'm finding is when there's more than one person. Sometimes one person is fine, but oftentimes when there's more than one person, you have that friendship and camaraderie, and it comes across, or a relationship in the, you know, like there's some married couples that do things. And I just like that sort of combo on a regular basis. This is one of the reasons why I like Agent so much. I think I think two perspectives are better than one, and especially when the two perspectives kind of think alike, at least to some degree. Like, for example, our politics and philosophy are very similar. I don't think I could do this with a raving leftist. They wouldn't. I'd say things that would make them turn and run and things, and vice versa. When you have your basics in common, it just seems to work. And I prefer them. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So two is usually better than one. But anyway, that's who they were.
Yeah, and it's more fun doing these with you than it is doing them by myself.
Yeah, I totally agree. And by the way, sneak little peek. In the future, the Horror Stream Live is, I want to be in a studio, and that's what I'm waiting for until I have a studio space. And one of the things that I was thinking about before, is having a spot for Agent in some fashion. So this is just one quick idea. He's going to be a co-host, and throughout the entire podcast, your face will be on a screen over there, like in the corner. Every once in a while, I'll go up to it and I'll show that, but your voice will be a permanent part of the podcast, just like it was before. But I'm going to have like a little spot, an agent spot, and maybe there'll be multiple spots, but the other ones will be off, or they'll all be agent or something for guests. But yeah, that's what one of the things that I was thinking of when I was thinking a really old, just slightly tilted old CRT monitor with your face on it. So that'll be, and I'll be honest with you, because I don't think my face is going to show up very much. Your face will probably show up in the podcast more than mine. Because you'll be in the studio. You'll be a part of the studio. What do you think of that, Agent?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I thought of some variations on that as well. But I can hold those close to... I won't divulge those yet, but yeah. So, Volumes of Blood. I know some people that were in that. That's pretty cool. Well, not know them. I watched their YouTube channel, Bloodbath and Beyond. But again, I think it's defunct. I think they've stopped doing it. Watch their old stuff. That's the cool thing about, it doesn't have to be new. Like, I go back and watch people's old catalog all the time. When I find, I've called it this before. I said, when I find somebody that I really like, oftentimes I go back and rape their channel. That's what I call it. But I just mean watch everything. And I go back from the beginning and watch the whole thing. So I do watch the older videos of people that I was like, I just discovered something great. And then I spend a lot of time catching up on everything. Sometimes it's too much. Like for them, Bloodbath and Beyond, it was too much. Because they would put out like 3 or 4 videos a week. And it was just too many, but I'd watch like 2 a week. So I'd watch a new one and then kind of an older one and stuff like that. So, but anyway, number 6, what do you got for us?
You better watch out from 2013. The storytellers are gathering on Thanksgiving for their yearly get together. This year, Rich, Steve, and Lori each tell a horror story based on a holiday. You get a psychotic killer in a creepy old house, a rogue priest who finds out the truth about Santa. Finally be there to witness Old Man New Year's last stand.
Okay, let's check it out, the trailer.
This meeting of the storytellers is now in session. As per our usual, we are having our own reunion before the rest of the old gang arrives for our annual Thanksgiving dinner. Last year, we decided to have a theme for this meeting, which is the telling of a holiday-based horror story. Rich, you drew Halloween.
Nobody sniffs the Acid King. You pay if you want to play. Let's go in there. They'll never find us.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should just chill right here for a little while and then leave.
That looks like my old basement.
There's no way we're leaving this house.
That doesn't look like my old basement.
Hi, Drew Christmas. I'm sure you're well aware that over the years, the celebration of Christmas has become more commercial in its nature and less what it was originally intended to be. We feel that this is the responsibility of one man. He has to be stopped. Christmas needs to be restored to what it once was before he came into the picture. Are we understanding each other?
Oh, I understand you, but is it even possible?
Anything's possible. We have the Lord on our side. We make the rules.
If that's what you require, Your Lordship, I'll see that it gets done right.
And Lori, you drew New Year's.
In the end, it all comes down to this. Me, standing in a window, and looking at what was. Maybe looking at what is to be. Now I'm Old Man New Year. What a bunch of bullshit. Here I am, at the end of the year. The end of my time. My life. I know this is how it goes, but I desperately want it to be different. I know when the year ends, I'm gone. How do I know this? Do I come back? I never was one for the technical details.
Did I miss anything?
Ricky!
Dean!
What the fuck?
Ho, ho, ho!
You can't fuck with me, I'll fuck you right back!
Why won't you die?
Help me! I can't take it anymore!
I didn't know. She came on to me!
Get out of my head!
Not really the kind of Happy New Year story people like to hear, but definitely a skeleton in the closet of this small town.
So why did that one make your list?
The priest versus Santa segment.
Right. Cool. Okay, number five.
Unholy Night. A lonely nurse working the night shift on Christmas Eve befriends an elderly patient who weaves a wicked set of tales about the most wonderful time of the year. This Christmas, evil comes home for the holidays.
That sounds interesting. Let's check out the trailer.
I see you're stuck here on Christmas Eve.
I volunteered.
Has something frightened you?
Cool. Why did that one make your list?
The evil elf.
Oh, you like Agent loves his goblins and elves, right?
Yep. And the elf in that, you saw it several times in the trailer.
Oh, did
I? The best part of that elf is it just stands there menacingly throughout the movie and never really does anything.
Oh, okay.
It's literally just there looking scary.
Interesting. So what is the relationship between an elf and a goblin? Is there one?
Yeah, they're both part of the fae, or the fairies. They're different sub-variants, but they're both part of that.
Oh, okay. I bet you could talk our ear off about that, couldn't you?
Probably.
Cool. Maybe in a future video, if comment down below if you want him to go on about the fae and what that means and what it's about and stuff. Okay. Number four, what do you got?
Tales from the Crypt from 1972. Five strangers encounter the mysterious crypt keeper while viewing old catacombs in the English countryside. Through a series of terrifying stories, each one learns their fate.
Finally, one I have seen, and I did really like this one. There's only one Christmas segment, though, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's why it's on the list. But most people, when they think of this movie and they put it on lists of great movies, it's because of that Christmas segment.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's universally. And it's liked so much above the rest of the movie that some people just take it out of the movie itself and just watch that segment all by itself. And I think that segment got a remake, didn't it?
Yeah, not sure.
I think it did. It got a remake. It got a movie of its own. It was so good and so well received. Anyway, let's check out the trailer. And I think it's obviously from a comic book.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, if Joan Collins and Peter Cushing are in a movie, it's definitely worth watching. Yeah, most people wouldn't call this a horror movie or a horror Christmas movie, but I'm glad you put it on the list because that Christmas segment in this film was so big and so good that I'm pretty sure it got its own movie. I'll have to double check on that. Agent, you can check on it and put it in the comments down below. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. Because I have a funny feeling you're going to want to review that movie as well.
Yep. And if there is its own movie for that, yeah, I will want to watch it and review it.
And then you could put a link to that down below too. In that comment. Okay. Anyway, I'm giving Agent more stuff to watch. He doesn't need more stuff to watch. But anyway, I'm doing it anyway. We do it to each other.
Yeah.
So what do you got for number three? Yeah, I highly recommend Tales from the Crypt. It's a must watch for any horror fan. What do you got for number three?
Tales of the Third Dimension. This movie is made up of three tales. The first one is Young Blood. It is about a married pair of vampires who adopt a child. In The Guardians, a pair of avaricious grave robbers make a terrible mistake when they visit the St. Francis Abbey Cemetery to do a little pillaging. And the final episode, Visions of Sugar Plum, is set at Christmas time and is set at the home of a loving grandmother.
So there, you couldn't find a trailer?
Nope.
But the movie exists because obviously you've seen it.
Yep.
So would you like to talk a little bit about, a little bit more about this one? To
yep.
give us a sense of what it's about?
Yep. The best part in this, you know, there's two really good things. There's the vultures, which are basically, there's like five of them total. There's one that's like the Three Stooges as vultures, and then the other set is like Laurel and Hardy as vultures. And then there's the Christmas segment with the grandma, and the grandma is completely insane. That is literally the best part about that movie.
Okay. Insane Granny. Is she as insane as the granny in The Crazies, OG?
Yeah, I'd actually say probably on par with that.
Okay. So just to clue you in, I just introduced Agent to George A. Romero's The Crazies recently. Actually, I just watched it for the first time. As well, but it's been on my to watch list for a long time. I love the original, or I love the remake, but I still needed to see the original, and I loved it too. I love both. But there was a scene in the original where Granny is just upstairs knitting, and then she what do you call it? A cop or one of the plague doctors came to see her all suited up in that white mask or whatever. And she just calmly gets up and goes to greet him at her door and then starts stabbing him with her knitting needle. And she just smiling the whole time. And then she goes back to sit down and she just killed a guy. And she doesn't care. Just goes back to knitting. It was like a really cool scene. It really shows you how crazy the Crazies were. That's probably the best crazy scene. Would you agree?
Yep.
Yeah, in that movie. So that's the epitome of crazy in George A. Romero's original crazy flick. But anyways, if this granny comes anywhere close to that, then that's a pretty crazy granny. That's a good one. So what do you got for number two?
Down the Chimney with a Shotgun. Christmas has a dark side, and this year your name is on the naughty list.
And no trailer for that one either, but obviously you've seen it because it's on the list. That's kind of cool. We're putting together a list of movies, the ultimate list of movies, and they all have to be watchable. But we haven't actually necessarily seen them because it's not about our personal tastes or our personal bias. We're just putting the list together. And
this one's on Tubi, I think, if you want to watch it. That's where it was when I watched it.
But for him to put a list together, he has to have seen it, which is makes sense, right?
Yep.
Okay. Down the Chimney with a Shotgun. So he just goes down the chimney and starts killing people?
No, he basically breaks into a house, holds the people there hostage while telling them stories, including one about a Christmas cannibal, which is what made it on this list. There's also a Krampus one, and then one about Frau Perchter, the evil Christmas witch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds cool.
Yeah.
Check it out, maybe on Tubi. Okay, so number one, your favorite Christmas anthology horror movie is?
Deathcember. Advent, a time of joyful anticipation. You will surely remember the feeling you had as a child, waking up on the first December morning, rising early, ready to open a new door for 24 consecutive days.
Okay, let's check out the trailer. I'm liking the Jason mask.
What would you do to have things the way they were?
Anything.
Come on, we still need jelly donuts and extra candle holders.
Pedal faster.
And then it's Merry Christmas to all.
11 years, good riding partner, that's something. Merry Christmas.
Ooh, crackers, is it? Oh, give us a go, love.
Boy, does that ever look good.
It was. And it's literally just 24 shorts. Well, technically it's 26 because there's the 24 main. Then there's one in the middle of the credits and one at the end of the credits. So there's 26 shorts.
And there's no... Is there an overarching story?
Nope.
Because, you know, to fit 26 in a movie, you have to be quick. You can't have... You have to go lightning fast. And that's interesting because that's kind of like the ABCs of death.
Yeah.
Right? There's 26 letters in the alphabet. And it was literally just 26 horror shorts.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that one looks... I'm going to be honest with you. I would say that and the my nostalgic knowledge of Tales from the Crypt. But this one does look like the best. Very good. So there is Agent's top 10 horror Christmas anthology movies. Crazy that he's got a list for that. But that's the expert that I've paired myself with. And yeah, I hope you enjoy those movies. Thanks for having me, Agent.
You've Glad introduced to have
me. You. Yeah, you've introduced me to a ton of horror movies, especially that last one. That one looks great. That's definitely on my to-watch list. Anyway, thank you very much for watching and listening. Have yourself a great Christmas.
Yep, Merry Christmas. This is John D. Hyena, Agent of Social Media Chaos, signing off.